Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool. I am Ajay Prabhu, a senior faculty and a banker having over 30 years experience in the corporate world and over 30 qualifications. Marketing is very close to my heart. I have written this book on marketing of financial services, but the best part of this is it not only has various concepts of marketing, but the hardcore experience which I have gained right from the metro cities to the rural environment. This chapter has 18 gems on marketing of financial services. It starts with evolution of the marketing ecosystem. Then we understand what is a financial service. We go further on the different types of financial services. Then we enter into the field level, how to organize the staff, how to train them, how to motivate them, how to fix their compensation. Then comes the products part. We will understand the theories as well as the practice on how to design our products, how to design strategically the USPs. Doing all this, we should also know how to maintain relationship, how to build a client portfolio, how to manage the wealth of our customers, and all this has to be done with ethics and responsibilities. Having said this, we cannot just sit tight on whatever we have learned at a particular point of time. We need to also know the modern tools and techniques for survival as well as competing with all those who want to grab a larger pie of the corporate world or the customer world. And we finally end up with what should be our plans ahead to make our name in marketing of financial services. So friends, let's begin with the first chapter on what exactly is a marketing ecosystem. Let's begin. Chapter 1 of Marketing of Financial Services, that is Financial Services Marketing Ecosystem. What are the learning objectives of this chapter? Number 1, to understand the phenomenal changes that have evolved in the financial services. Friends, you have to note the word phenomenal changes, because what ecosystem we are seeing today is not just few days, few months, few years back. It has evolved over a period of time. That is what we are going to cover right from the ancient times till today's times. Second important objective of this chapter is to understand the reasons for these changes, because any change that has happened has not happened just for the sake of happening. There was a reason. The marketers were forced to adopt to these new changes, and once they had these changes, they could not stay with those changes. They had to fine-tune and optimize the marketing capability, because every successful marketer tried to do this. The differentiating factor lied in optimizing the marketing capabilities. So we are going to see what led to a new concept and how this has evolved right from the ancient times till the modern times. So let us begin with a beautiful quote, or as we say, the great marketing guru Philip Kotler says, marketing is a societal process. Note the word societal. Societal means it's not just an individual. It is by individuals and groups. And this process was to obtain what they need and want through creative offerings and freely exchanging products and services of value with others. What does that mean? This group of individuals, they studied the needs and wants and offered either as a product or exchanging with a service of value with others. Marketing of financial services, as I said before, has evolved over a period of time. And who has evolved this? Human civilizations. And on what basis human civilization evolved this? On the basis of the value perceived in different products and services that were offered over a period of time. Now, friends, having said this, let us have a snapshot of what is the current scenario. On what basis do we analyze this marketing ecosystem? For this, we can easily classify our marketing ecosystem in the current context into two types, that is at the micro level and secondly at the micro level. When we talk about macro level, once upon a time, only the developed countries had the say. But in the current context, the developing countries and the emerging countries are having such a beautiful base, right from the customer base to the products and services. And this has been concentrated in the Asian regional, and that's why we see a new concept of marketing has evolved into a total shift in the region from developed countries to the developing countries and the emerging multilateral Asian power centers. So that is what we understand at the macro level. At the micro level, the game has changed totally because of the internet and the social media channels. The granularity of the customers can be reached. Sitting at one place, you can reach out to any nook and corner, not only about the city, not only about the state, not only about the country, but anywhere in the globe. So that is the beauty of the ecosystem at the macro level and at the micro level. The best part from the customer's point of view is the omnichannel marketing, because we are having different layers of customers, right from younger age to the older age. The millennials prefer technology, whereas those elderly person, they still would like to have the branch level or the traditional delivery channels. But to have a mix of both, we have the omni-channel marketing, and omni-channel marketing has become the new buzzword because it has a beautiful integration of traditional channels with the digital channels. So the customer has the option, whichever channel they would like to use, whether they want to have a mix-up of traditional with the digital, they have the liberty to do so. And the entire game plan is to create a seamless customer experience embraced with plenty of delight for the customer, and hence customer is very happy in choosing, in getting the convenience of getting the products and services from wherever they are at any time they want. Now let us understand some details about what exactly was the ancient or the traditional marketing ecosystem and the modern ecosystems. Let us first understand what ancient traditional modes of marketing were. Marketing has been practiced since ancient times, and most of the ancient marketers, they relied on instincts and common sense by making a living through selling rather than the modern marketing research and techno-marketing. Much of the traditional marketing services prior to the 20th century faced serious limitations because they did not have the technology leverage of reaching the masses. And this was totally changed when we entered into the modern marketing space. Let us see how this evolution happened right from the ancient times. We directly entered into the 5th century AD. The 5th century AD marked the beginning of direct sales without the intervention of middlemen, which means before that, middlemen were there between the manufacturer and the consumer. Now, the 5th century AD made a total beginning of direct sales. The goods were either displayed in the shops or were sold directly across the streets or villages. And that marked the beginning of direct sales in the 5th century. Next, we enter into 1450, when Gutenberg brought in a totally new concept of metal movable type. And this eventually led mass production of flyers and brochures. So these flyers and brochures could be seen by the customers. They could get educated about the information of the product and service, and this informed customer could decide what they really wanted and what they could buy. Early 80s witnessed early examples of trademarks in branding. So the branding concept took place in 1880s. Having said that, now we enter into the modern or the contemporary channels of marketing. The concept of marketing that we now see is a direct offshoot of the Industrial Revolution of the 18th and the 19th century. This Industrial Revolution literally forced the marketer to change the way of looking at marketing. People started studying the marketing as an important subject for a growing economy and not just to marketing the way they wanted. And there was a tremendous responsibility of boosting the economic growth, and for that reason, marketing as a subject became very important in this modern era. The entire focus was shifted to marketing to selling after the Second World War, because now the selling became more important. It was no more a marketing game plan, because the economy was devastated after the world wars and all. So selling and boosting the bottom lines became very important from, and this led to intense competition. Everyone wanted to have a share of the market pie. And this was what the signals that were given after the World War II. From 1960s, the market became saturated and sophisticated. Lots of products, the same ideas came, and they required new things to come. Lots of research was made into different segments of the customer base and the market. Lot of competition was there to target a specific market where higher sales could be obtained. E-commerce came to the picture in the 1970s when buying and selling could be done through the cyberspace. The development of database marketing happened in 1980s. This gave to a totally new concept of customer relationship management, because the financial services distributor had a huge amount of huge database with them, and they could understand what are the different types of customers, what are the preferences, what type of products and services could be delivered to them. So new concepts of customer relationship management came to the picture. Guerrilla marketing was invented in 1984. Viral marketing identified in 1996. Integrated marketing gained acceptance in 2002. So this is the chronology of the newer things that were introduced in the modern marketing ecosystem. Now, what is the state in the current context? Currently, we have gone much ahead with the old concept of societal marketing leveraged by higher technology upgrades. What we see societal marketing of 1960s that has been spiced up with technology, especially the social media technology like the Facebook platforms, the Twitter platforms, the LinkedIn platforms, the email marketing, YouTube, etc., etc. Every day some new systems or the other are introduced by innovators. Internal marketing with a specific focus on hiring, training and motivating the sales force emerged in the 20th century. It was soon followed by performance marketing. Now here, when we talk about performance marketing, it analyzed the financial and non-financial benefits to the business as well as the customers. Now we enter into the 4P products, price, place, promotion of marketing given by McCarthy. And later it was supplemented by the 4As by Jagdish Sheth and Rajendra Sisodia of acceptability, accessibility, affordability and awareness. the relationship marketing, integrate marketing, internal marketing, and performance marketing became the four pillars of what we call as the holistic marketing. Because marketing did not involve only one particular aspect, it had to be a mix-up of different concepts, and hence relationship marketing, integrated marketing, internal marketing, and performance marketing became the four pillars of holistic marketing in the new marketing realities environment. Now, marketers are engaged in tailoring effective marketing campaigns. These marketing campaigns are based on the anomalies and trends detected. Now, there is a research, and for that reason, we have a very sophisticated artificial intelligence analytical tools which can break up the database, which can break up the market into small granules, and based on that, reports can be generated to understand what are the trends. That's not all. Chatbots have become very popular in 2020. So human technology has taken over human activities to answer frequently asked questions by the customer, and this can be delivered 24/7 at the customer's choice. The influx of new players and new technology has made marketing of financial services an important activity for all the financial institutions, not only for survival, but for growth and getting the competitive edge also. So now let us, having understood this evolution of marketing, let us understand what is the need for marketing. Number one important need is intense competition. If you want to stay in the market, you need to compete, especially with the total new landscape created because of the privatization and liberalization. It is no more a game of public sector because of the FDIs flowing in, because of the liberalization and privatization waves entering India. The public sector, the private sector, the foreign, the cooperative, the NBFCs, all are actually working for getting a larger market pie with new customers as well as to retain the existing customers. The basic purpose of a marketing organization is to understand the consumer needs and group them into different market segments. These organizations could identify the target markets and sustain a competitive advantage in the market. Marketing practitioners have found that financial services had some special characteristics, namely intangibility, perishability, heterogeneity, inseparability, etc., etc. We are going to understand this in the next chapters. This financial services characteristics were quite different from physical products, because physical product is something which we can feel and see, whereas these are intangible, cannot be seen. However, it has to be perceived and delivered. And that's where the challenge was. Financial services cannot be easily communicated in advertisements as consumer goods like consumer products. And hence, the marketing which was originally planned for the manufacturing sector during the Industrial Revolution had to be drastically changed to meet the requirements of the financial services sector. So there was an intense competition to communicate the quality of services, and this was one important need for marketing. Another reason for marketing was organizations could deploy the latest technology and serve the masses through the central place. In order to get more customers, organizations' message had to reach to thousands and millions of customers in every nook and corner of the country, and a large database could enable early break-even point to not only recover the cost of technology, but also to increase the bottom lines year on year and better the economies of scale. And a special type of marketing emerged that we call as the digital marketing. Digital marketing not only leverages the use of technology, but also the social media platforms for reaching the masses from wherever they are. Generating better idea than competition is the only possible way to survive in business ecosystems, and hence good marketing has become increasingly vital for success in capturing the market share in a market of knowledgeable customers who have all sort of knowledge. They can get it anytime they want. When we talk about marketing ecosystem, we can easily classify them into macro marketing ecosystem and micro marketing ecosystem. However, we cannot just implement a macro or only a micro. We need to plan our marketing ecosystem based on our requirement before designing our marketing strategy. And most of the time, it is an integrated approach, which we call it as holistic marketing. So holistic marketing is based on development of both the macro and the micro marketing ecosystem. Let us understand first what exactly are the different layers of macro marketing ecosystem and micro marketing ecosystem. Having said that, when we talk about the macro marketing ecosystem, there are different factors that can affect the company on a long-term basis. So when we talk about macro, it is basically impacting on a long-term basis. And what are these factors which can impact the company on a long-term basis? We can have easily listed them into six factors, starting with political, then the government, then the economic environment, then the social environment, the technology environment, and finally the competitors in the ecosystem. Let us understand each one of them and how they can impact the marketing ecosystem. Let us further understand the layers of micro marketing ecosystem. Here again, when we saw the macro factors impact on a long-term basis, the micro marketing are those factors that impact the ecosystem on a day-to-day basis. And these factors which impact the ecosystem on a day-to-day basis can be capital assets, the company policies and procedures, the skilled marketing employees, the technology used, the materials and stationery used, the customers, the suppliers, the distributors, as well as the media. So friends, understanding each type of marketing ecosystem is important before designing our marketing strategy. The changing market environment, economic landscape, technology upgradation has forced organization to constantly analyze the marketing environment and equip itself to work on the positive factors and overcome the negative factors of the environment. So let us analyze and see more details about this macro and micro marketing ecosystem. Let us start with the first factor of macro marketing ecosystem, that is political environment. Political environment has a very, very important impact on the marketing ecosystem. New laws are made by the world bodies and even by national government as well as the local councils. For enhancing any growth, there has to be a strong legal background. A strong will by the government to introduce the financial sector reforms is having the utmost necessity for growth of a financial sector in any country. The political environment will also include the foreign policy, because that is where the foreign direct investment enter into the country, and different factors or pressures that are created by the corporate lobbies. These are very important when we talk in terms of the political environment. So how are the government legislations and regulations important? Most of the financial services regulations in India are made by the Reserve Bank of India, the SEBI, the IRDA. Like we say, RBI is for the banking, SEBI is for the capital markets, IRDA is for the insurance sector. And likewise, there are different central government and state government acts and notifications. India has already decided to adopt the best practices in every economic sector of our country. And when we say best practices, it includes international standards. And when we talk in terms of financial sector, all those regulations that are applicable for financial transactions. The government has eliminated most of the redundant laws because more laws, more administration, more cost, more time lost. So that is the first thing that has been done to simplify the legalities of the marketing ecosystem. It has empowered the customer group to provide remedies to the customer who are suffering defect in goods or deficiency in services. And for that reason, customers can make use of independent grievance resolution authorities who can directly take a simple note from the customer and speedily disposal of customer grievances with time-bound norms and imposition of warning and penalty on those financial institutions that are engaged or are engaged in unfair trade practices. So this is the very important factor that impacts the macroeconomic system on the political level. The next important macro factor is the economic environment. Economic factors refers to the overall state of economy and includes the global, regional, and national economy. So all the layers of the economy has to be developed and grown. India has already tested the impact of falling rupee because of the global markets, especially in the US. And we have already seen to what extent the current account deficit had gone. Marketers has to take a careful note of the changes in the economy. The best time is now because of the COVID pandemic. There is a serious slowdown in the economy and lots of efforts are required. Still, the opening up is happening, the lockdown is seen to be vanishing, but lots of efforts are to be put in for changing the economic environment. And this type of scenarios in one form or the other can have serious impact on the marketing ecosystem. After the economic, another important factor is the social environment. When we talk about social environment, demographics play an important role. India has the largest middle class consumer, and that is a very important factor from we talk about a social environment point of view. We have that advantage considering the global markets because more the demand, more the supply can happen, the more the growth in the marketing economic system can happen. The social cultural environment also produces or provides direct cues to marketers through the ever-expanding social media channels. So marketers know exactly what are the preferences, what are the trends, and based on that, they can create awareness, send the messages to the customer, to the right customer with the right platform. Next important macro factor is the technology environment. Technology plays a very, very important role, and technology is not constant. You have to always remain updated with the technology. You always need to upgrade. Otherwise, you will be left out in the competition. The bankers, the financial distributors have deployed various technology platforms like the ATM, the internet banking, the mobile banking, the telebanking, the kiosk banking, and lots of innovations are happening right from the artificial intelligence to the chatbots. Digital marketers are in the constant search to enhance their digital assets because very, very often we see there is something new happening in the social media cyberspace. Everyone is trying to increase the size of their digital balance sheets with a massive growth in the mobile connectivity as well as the web penetration. The next important factor is the competitors in the ecosystem. Marketing managers should understand and predict the competitor's strategy. They should always try to remain one step ahead of the competition because the competing organizations are often felt to be in a zero-sum game. One loses, the same thing is gained by the other. So a marketer has to understand this zero-sum game, an organization should identify new strategies or new niche markets where they can be completely advantageous. Now let us understand the micro marketing ecosystem. When we talk about micro, it becomes very important because these are required for day-to-day activities, and when it comes to day-to-day activities, entire thing is depending upon the resources that are available, and the resources are always scarce and they need to be utilized properly. So resources are limited and need to be utilized carefully after reviewing the internal as well as the external factors, so there is no wastage. A periodic review of organization's strengths and weaknesses should be done to identify the opportunities and threats with specific reference to important factors like the sales volume, the sales growth, the market share, the customer base and loyalty, customer attitudes, the customer's uses of the brand, the organization's physical resources, organization's intellectual resources, as well as relationship with the suppliers, distributors, and the retailers. Now, let us see the different factors of the micro ecosystem, starting with capital assets. When we talk about capital assets, due to the growth in business and sophistication of technology, organizations are forced to invest heavily into business premises, the technology, the back office processing centers, and even disaster recovery and business continuity for two important reasons: for running the show as well as maintaining a business continuity center so that there is no interruption in the business whatever the disaster happens. Financial services organizations have embraced the best fit of capital assets based on the size and capacity, because no size is same, no fit is same. Based on the business, based on the size, they need to design and deploy different capital assets. And such investments are reviewed from time to time based on the organization's vision, marketing strategy, and the growth and the market share they capture over a period of time. Next important micro factor is the company policies and procedures. The company's policies and procedures cannot be very rigid. It has to be customer-centric. There has to be simplicity, friendliness from the customer's point of view in this era of high competition. Because if you are rigid, your competitor will take away your customer. Various best practices and standards are adopted by financial services organizations to provide simple and efficient services through customer-friendly operations. Next important micro factor is the skilled marketing employees. Financial services organizations have created specialized sales vertical. We have the employees within the organization. They have created some direct verticals by recruiting some specialized people, especially in the sales, for direct selling of their products and services. Some of the banks even insist on certification. Gone are the days when anyone can become a salesman. In spite of there being no mandatory requirement in some of the activities, the competitive financial organization insists on some basic certifications so that whoever is recruited is ready to go directly on the field with some minimal training. Next important micro factor is the technology used. The technology-driven financial organizations have succeeded in dealing with huge workload generated due to the exponential growth of customers. Some of the organizations have even gone to the extent of segregating the marketing work and the back office work so that the marketing people has more time to deal with the customer. The interface becomes very stronger in case of the front office, and what are the routine activities that can be done that can be conveniently done at the back office. The techno channels are effectively used for aggressive marketing. So even though the customer is doing his transaction, need-based transaction, he is bombarded with different products and services that can be useful for him. And who knows, he may decide to immediately buy a product and services based on the marketing done at his checkpoints. Another important micro factor is the materials and stationery use, because this is the main thing which the customer is going to see. The marketing and compliance departments are always searching new ways and means to simplify the documentation, to standardize the documents and the materials used in order to make a huge savings in printing of the materials, the stationery used by the financial organizations on a day-to-day basis. So some of the banks are even consciously using their corporate colors in the materials and stationeries used so that the branding aspect is also taken care. So materials and stationeries used are also a very important factor that can impact the marketing ecosystem. So now let us look at the customer, because without which the marketing ecosystem cannot exist. For that reason, a proper scanning of the micro marketing ecosystem, it helps the organization to navigate the market space, to understand the customer avatars, to hear the voice of individuals, businesses, and institutions. Once you know your proper customer avatar, you can formulate a marketing mix which is tailored to the need of the customer, to attract them, to turn them from browsers to the buyers. And here comes a very important factor about the marketing ecosystem. You should have the right customer to whom you can deliver the right product at the right time and create profitable customers, and in turn you can generate lifetime value out of it. And hence customers are a very important aspect of a micro ecosystem. Next important micro factor is the suppliers and distributors. Because howsoever quality customers you are having, howsoever good your other micro factors are, unless it is delivered, your customer is of no use. And hence there has to be a super ecosystem or clusterization is of this suppliers and distributions for creating value by identifying effective suppliers and distributors who understand your organization's vision and mission, the products and services, and in fact they add on the value to your existing products. And this has to be a mutually beneficial partnership which can increase the logistic and probability to respond dynamically to the competition and grab a major chunk of the market share. Thank you.